This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hello and welcome to Voice of Biotechnica. I'm your host Shekhar and today we will discuss three research approaches which we can learn from Elon Musk. Let's get started. Now, I'm assuming that you already know Elon Musk, who is world's second richest person. But many people don't know about his upbringing, his way of living, his approach towards life, and his approach towards challenges, his research methodologies, which are very interesting. In fact, I feel they're very unique, and in fact, every scientist must know these research approaches. And at the same time, they should know that Elon Musk is world's most successful applied scientist who has been successfully commercializing his research in three diverse areas. And that's why today's podcast. Now, it's popularly said that if we have to learn something in life, we must learn from our elders, our predecessors. And at this juncture, if there is any human being who is most successful in basic sciences, applied sciences, and someone who has been able to commercialize his or her research, then it is none other than Elon Musk. He has not just been able to successfully commercialize his research, but and that too in three diverse areas. At the same time, he has made them very unique and very future-proof. And today when I speak to you about him, I don't want to exaggerate his achievements. I don't want to glamorize his achievements. Rather, I want to tell you that Elon Musk is also somebody like us. He's very much human, just as we are. But he has some extraordinary qualities, some extraordinary approaches towards his research. And that is what he's making him great today. And that is what we will learn today. So now you already know he has three diverse research areas. Number one, space exploration via his company SpaceX. Number two, automotive industry via his battery operated cars, which is Tesla. Brain computer interface, that's number three, via his company Neuralink. Now, the most challenging part is how does he run three companies in three different fields? And that boils down to his research approaches and problem-solving approaches which he employs. So whatever he does, his research approach is, number one, you do not need to be a master of your subject. Instead, you need to be passionate about your field of interest. Automatically, the master part will come and follow you. Number two, using knowledge about your field and imagining products and services which the world will need 10 or 20 years from now. Number three, whatever tough situation comes in your life, never ever turn back. Don't quit. Believe in the compounding effect. Small efforts on a daily basis leads to magical results in the long run. And that's what Elon Musk does. Now in life, many a times you'll face problems such as lack of money, lack of skill sets, lack of resources. You'll have to face exceptionally hard, extraordinary problems, out of the world problems. But if you stand in front of those problems with courage, with dedication and determination, you will win. And that is the approach which Elon Musk follows. Now, let's come to four types of innovation capital as defined by Elon Musk. Now, he says, number one, you should know who are you. Number two, whom you know. Number three, what you have done till date. And number four, what do you do to yourself and to your ideas to amplify them, to make them famous? Now, what do you do to increase your credibility, reliability, and reputation? That matters. So this is how Elon Musk approaches research and his life. And if you want to become as successful as Elon Musk as an applied scientist, then, or maybe if you just want to become 1% of what Elon Musk is, then it's important to know who you are, what you're capable of, whom you know, and how do you make yourself and your ideas reach the right people? What do you do to improve your reliability, your credibility, your reputation? And what do you do to innovate on your research approaches? Never ever be scared. No one will be able to oppose you and your ideas if you learn something today from Elon Musk. To conclude my podcast today, I wish to invoke a famous quote from Napoleon Bonaparte. He says, "Genius is the man who can do the average when everyone else around him is losing his mind. Elon Musk is an average man who does not lose his mind when everyone else is losing their mind. And he keeps doing average jobs consistently, compounds on it. You have to learn that from him today." Thank you so much for listening in to Voice of Biotechnica. Shekhar Suman signing off. I'll meet you again in the next episode of Voice of Biotechnica. Thank you so much.